The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
Who need that? No, no, no. Oh, Lawa. Who need that?
Welcome to the Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now, your hosts of the Forcecast, Jason and Pete.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I don't think Randy Newman counts. We're just racking up all the bad impressions before the show even starts. And I don't know how we got on. How did the Randy Newman thing start?
Oh,
what were we talking about?
We got off topic. I can't believe that happened.
Anyway, welcome to the Forcecast. This week's episode for February 16th, 2007. We are the official podcast, and proud to be so, of TheForce.net and RebelScum.com. And remember, the galaxy is listening, and we're glad you are as well. Want to send a special shout out, as we always do, to our sponsor this week, the wonderful folks at Official Picks. That's officialpicks.com. You know them, you love them. They're the ones that you go to for all of your official autograph and photograph needs in the Star Wars universe. And we actually have a little public service announcement from the folks at Official Picks. This comes from Ann. And she just wanted, they're looking for volunteers, for folks that are willing to volunteer and work the Official Picks booth at C4. So here are the perks that you can expect. For two shifts, you'll receive one randomly distributed autographed Official Picks C4 photo per hour worked, plus an Official Picks souvenir name badge. Three shifts, you get the same, plus a specially licensed Star Wars Official Picks C4 volunteer pin if you work for four shifts or more. Same as everything above, plus something else special for your efforts. So I'm sure that you will be, I'm sure you will be rewarded. You weren't ready for that.
I wasn't ready. I had a bad impression coming through my head. But
anyway, if you're interested, check it out at officialpicks.com. That's picks with an X.com, and fill in the form and send that over to Ann. If you're going to be at C4 and you want to volunteer and get some of those some of that swag, by all means, do that. You could do worse.
Yeah, and hey, you know, you may get stuck helping out with, oh, I don't know, Billy Dee Williams or right. Ray Park or...
Yeah, you know, oh, what a rough life.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Or that person that had to pry you off of Amy Allen.
Listen, that was totally blown out of proportion.
Right, right, right. I know that you have the restraining order framed, I think.
Well, it has her signing on it, so... I got two autographs for the price of one. That was fantastic.
That's a new product at Official Picks. New, oh. Pete's restraining order.
Restraining orders from the stars. coming to an Official Picks near you.
Sadly, there's not one for Carrie Fisher in the last 15 years, but we only kid. Yes. We only kid here at the Forcecast. Well, one thing we're not kidding about is our winners. Now, a few weeks ago, Pete and I told you that you have to be checking the forms at RebelScum.com because, you know, we're crazy like that. Every once in a while, we're going to throw a contest up there, and it's just for our listeners that are on the forums. Well, our good buddy Jovial Jay ended up with an extra MP3 player, and I don't have all the you know, stats on it.
Specs.
Yeah, I don't have that's the word I was looking for, the specs. I don't have all that, but so Jay put a notice up on the forum and asked for the, drawing a blank here. Oh, the first appearance. When was the first published appearance of Mara Jade?
In honor of our interview with Shannon McRandall.
Yes, the lovely Shannon McRandall. Uh-oh. Is that another restraining order in the works there, Pete?
Well, you know, I'm working on it.
And anyway, so we put this word out, and we talked about it, and what we really wanted people to do is, rather than post it in the forums, we wanted to have you call us on the Forcecast hotline, which is 330-8714 T TFN, or if you're on Skype, Forcecast. And we got a winner. The first one, we actually had several people with their submissions. And I think it got to the point where they figured someone's won it by now.
Right.
So they kind of tailed off there towards the end of the day. But our winner is Mike from Illinois. And here was Mike's winning voicemail.
Hi, I saw the thread at the Rebel Scum Forum about the MP3 player, and I'm going to go ahead and say that it was Star Wars Heir to the Empire was her first published appearance, and that in my soft cover version of it, it's in page 29 at the beginning of chapter 3, and her first line of dialogue is, "Yes, you asked me to join you for dinner." And I believe that's all I needed to say. So my name is Mike Peterson, Snatch Online, and there you go. Hopefully I'll talk to you guys again. All right, bye.
So thank you, Mike, and congratulations. That's pretty cool.
Always giving away something good.
Yeah, so he's got a free MP3 player to listen to the Forcecast for doing nothing other than being a geek.
Checking the forum.
And checking the forums. Yeah. They go together, those two things.
Well,
and as we record this show today, it is Valentine's Day. And in honor of Valentine's Day, Stephen Hayford, who is always doing these great holiday-themed diorama photos of the Hasbro figures over at Rebel Scum, and he sent a couple really good ones. So make sure you check those out. And Steven's just one of those guys that is always giving to the site in terms of these, and we appreciate that, and we want to let him know that we appreciate him. A good friend of Dan Curdo's, too. So if he's a friend of Dan Curdo's, he's a friend of ours. But I think, did you look at him, Pete?
Yes, they're very funny.
Yeah, I like him. I'm just amazed at how he gets some of the set pieces, especially for the Jabba's Palace one. You know, the foliage on the Endor one I can understand, but he does a great job. And, well, speaking of Hasbro and 3 3/4 figures, our friend, I think we can call him our friend now. We chatted with him back at in our Christmas special.
I think so sometimes you're a little early to indoctrinate yourself as a friend to some people. But listen, I know from experience that sometimes you call somebody your friend, the next thing you get is something from their lawyer. It's all upsetting. But no, well, we're just kidding. No, Daryl was great. And he got the chance to meet the maker.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd ever met him before.
And not in that way.
No. Yeah, he actually got to give George Lucas a personal tour of the Hasbro booth at Toy Fair. Pretty cool.
That'd be a little frightening, I'd have to say.
I know. There was a great picture of George looking at one of the lightsabers, one of the Hasbro lightsabers, Vader's, the pop-up one. He looked very amused.
He did look like he was having fun.
I know he said before that the toys that the licensees come up with, he says, are always cooler than the actual props that they use to make the film. I remember seeing, I believe it was on MTV for episode 3, he was giving Seth Green and some other guys a tour of the archives at Lucasfilm, and he was showing them the AT-AT. And he's like, yeah, actually, the toy was a lot cooler than this. This one just kind of sits there.
Right. This is just, well, there.
But it was neat to see George. And George was getting special honors at Toy Fair this year. And we'll get to that a little bit later. We have another story for that. But so it was kind of neat to see Daryl, you know, someone that we interviewed, actually there with George. It was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Also, we want to kind of give a shout out to some friends. I don't think I'm overstepping here by saying friends.
No, you're not.
Paul Enns, former director of Lucasfilm's StarWars.com and Lucas Online. Scott Chitwood, co-founder of TheForce.net and contributor to one of our favorite websites, ComingSoon.net and SuperheroHype.com. They are the founding members or owners of a new comic book publishing company and titled Red 5 Comics, a little homage to Star Wars. And they have quite a slate of titles coming out. If you're interested in this, go to www.red5comics.com. That's R-E-D, the number 5, comics.com. and check it out, you comic book fans. They've got this is all original stuff. This is not Star Wars stuff, obviously. The title is, you know, again, a kind of a tip of the hat to Star Wars. I believe they're, you know, obviously all Star Wars fans. But there's a description of each book that is currently in development. And some of them sound really, really interesting. So make sure you check that out. And we are supposed to have these guys in the cantina here pretty soon. We just, we've been really, really busy here at the show, especially with Toy Fair this past week. And, you know, we had Tim or Shannon McRandall last week. We had Tim Zahn this week. Next week, we've got Charlie from the One Man Show. So things are really happening, and we haven't been able to get these guys on like we wanted to, but we will, because they've got a long history with Star Wars fandom, and we want to hear about it. So hats off to those guys. Check it out, red5comics.com. Also, we want to thank John Scaleri and Stan Stice. These are the fellows that are putting together the Art of Ralph McQuarrie book that we've been telling you about for the last several weeks. And what an honor to get what we got.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
We got a sampler, and it's a spiral-bound book, and I've got it right here. And I haven't counted the pages. I don't know, like maybe 12 pages or something. And a lot of these, actually, a couple of these pictures spread across two pages. And basically, it's a sampler of what to expect, and it's the full size in terms of the page sizes, I believe, of what to expect from this book. And man, oh man,
some of them just really gave me chills.
Oh gosh, and a lot of these images I've seen before, mm-hmm. but never of this size.
They're huge, and they're so crisp and clean, and.
Yeah,
like, the one you're holding up right now, and I wish we could show this to our viewers maybe someday later, or listeners, I guess,
yeah.
Is two Star Destroyers, looks like over Hoth,
yeah.
in orbit around Hoth, and it's breathtaking.
It really is. It really is. It's hard to describe his style. Pete and I were talking about this. I am no art aficionado, and neither is Pete, but one thing we do know is that we get an emotional reaction from his work, whether it's his Star Wars work. Actually, there's a photo or a graphic in here, an illustration, I think would be the proper term, of some of his concept work he did for Star Trek The Motion Picture. And, you know, I'm a bit of a Trekkie, I'll admit it. And so it's pretty cool. So thank you, a million thank yous to John and Stan for that. It's really an honor to receive it. And we'll keep the listeners informed, as long as you keep us informed of what's going on with this book. This book does go on sale officially around the time of C4, but it's available for pre-sale right now. So you can check out more about that at StarWars.com. There are links all over Rebel Scum, too, for it. So, and we always have the links on our show notes. Well, we had mentioned just a bit ago that we're going to be having Charles Ross. He told us we could call him Charlie. This is the creator and the star of the one-man Star Wars trilogy. I know a lot of folks that were at C2 and C3 got to see Charlie in action. We did an interview with him just a few nights ago, and we'll have that for you next week. But he's on tour right now. In fact, he's going to be at the McLohan. What is with it? Why is it every time we get why can't it be, you know, the Ohio Theater?
Bob's Theater.
Right. Anyway, he's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the McLohan Theater at Spirit Square. This is part of the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center. He's going to be there with his one man show. And not only that, but the Charlotte Fan Force is going to be hosting a food drive to benefit Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina. So for a donation of either a can of food or a dollar, guests at the event will be able to have their picture taken with Star Wars characters provided by the Fan Force and the Carolina Garrison of the 501st. There you go. 501st again. You know, those guys, they never stop. So that's pretty cool. So make sure you check it out. Pete and I are going to be seeing Charlie, incidentally, in Akron, Ohio here. He's going to be at the E.J. Thomas Hall at the end of this month.
And that one's pretty easy.
Show. Yeah. Well, you know, for us Ohioans, you know.
you can't go too far with Thomas.
No, not at all. And now Charlie did confirm that he will be at C4, I believe,
yes,
in one capacity or the other. And of course, well, speaking of C4... As promised, we are keeping you informed and up to date with our countdown, The Road to Celebration. And Pete, where are we at?
We're standing at 15 weeks. Nice even round numbers, divisible right by a lot of different numbers. Love 15. But 15 weeks left, and your tip for this week, condensing your autographs. Now, there's a lot of ways you can get autographs, and it's hard to walk around with, you know, tons of different photos
or posters
or any of those other things. So here's a couple tips on things that you can do. There's a great character archives from officialpicks.com that they're up to, I believe, 28 maybe photos on 3x5 cards. Are real easy to carry around that you can get these autographs on. Or if you have a visual guide or one of the other conglomerations.
Yep. Well, they're putting out the special edition of the Ultimate Visual Guide pretty soon. Hopefully it'll be in time for C4. If it's not, there's a regular one that you can get.
Right. And they always have great photos on there, so you can carry one of those around rather than having several different posters and whatnot. So
it's a great idea.
Check out something, find something like that. I know at C3 I used the Star Wars customizable training game cards. Worked out okay. Would have rather had something else. This time I'm going to be a little bit more,
maybe a little
more
bigger,
prepared. I'm going to have a little more room for people to sign on there. So that's your tip for this week.
15 weeks to go. Also, as far as Celebration 4 updates go, we did get an email from our good friend Shane Donnelly, who wanted to let everybody know that this was the first exclusive announcement as far as products go. There will be a Darth Malak mini bust. Now, Dan Curto and I talked about this on our microcast earlier this week covering Toy Fair, but we want to thank Shane for that. So and we've got more news later on in the show about more exclusives at C4. Also confirmed from StarWars.com, the R2-D2 builders will return to C4. And these guys are so cool. And I'm telling you, we talked about how I defy you to not be surrounded and flanked by a bunch of stormtroopers and not smile. Or maybe even be afraid. I say the same thing about seeing a real astromech droid come right up to you and beep and move around. And the kids just get a thrill out of it, too. So they're great. George actually got a private audience with those guys back at C3. So hang around those guys because everybody wants to see the R2 builders. Also, just announced, the 2007 Star Wars Fan Film Award competition is underway, and the finalists will be given their awards at C4. So that's pretty cool. That'll be Sunday, May 27th in the Concourse Ballroom at the LA Convention Center from 7:30 to 9:30. Now, throughout the convention, there will be a reel where you can go in and check out the finalists' films, but the winners will be announced, and there will be an award ceremony at C4. So that's very cool. Also, our good buddy Phil Kogan emailed us to let us know that kind of a follow-up that we were talking about last week about maybe bringing a box that you can ship all your swag back to yourself in, if you know, because being out in LA, it's kind of tough for those of us in the Midwest or on the East Coast. And he got an email from Gen Con confirming that they will have a shipping service at C4. So that's very cool. So
you can just right on site. You don't have to go searching around for FedEx or UPS or anything like that. It's going to be right on site. It'll be international. So if you are coming over from another country, they will ship there for you. So that is a great thing and makes things real easy. You don't even have to prepare for that anymore.
Right.
That tip out the window.
It's all happening in 15 weeks, a celebration.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
Celebrate good times, come on.
This is the Weekly Forcecast with Jason and Pete.
Man, it's cold in here, like that planet Hoth in Empire.
We've already made that Star Wars reference.
If we had a lightsaber, I could vroom, vroom, snick, snick, snick. Whoa, Jedi! Slice up Tubby here, and we can crawl inside him and stay warm for the night.
Let me out!
The galaxy is listening.
I have good news for you, my lord.
That's good news.
Come closer, I have good news.
And your headlines for this week, we've got a jam-packed show. And Toy Fair really filled us up with a lot of news. But really, the top of my list, and I think, Pete, you agreed with me, the big news for me was a poster or some signage at Toy Fair, which shows and confirms that 2008 will be the year of the animated series, and that 2009 will be the year for the live-action TV series. Not only that, but you see or get a glimpse of the animation style for the cartoon.
Yeah. And
they've got Yoda pictured up. If you haven't seen this,
big Yoda,
check it out at rebelscum.com. And what do you think? I mean,
I think it's fantastic. I obviously, hearing that we got confirmation, 2008, we're going to go with the Clone Wars, 2009 live-action TV series, those are both outstanding. And getting the artwork, again, we've been begging for some sort of glimpse at what's going on. And it's a very nice combination. It's the 3D art,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very nice combo of what Yoda looked like in the films and the Indy Tartakovsky Clone Wars animated.
It's a
Yoda.
Good compromise between the two styles, but there's a certain life to this that just is really, really cool.
Yeah, it definitely jumps right out at you. So,
wow. Well, ask and ye shall receive. I mean, it's not much, but it's something.
Yes.
And then 2009, that's a big surprise for me. I just didn't think we were going to get that kind of confirmation about the live action series. This is a pretty bold move for them.
It seems a little bit aggressive, seeing as how we've gotten conflicting information about where they're at as far as the stages of production go.
Now we should mention that Boba Fett is the character that they chose to represent the live action TV series. Do we think there's any significance in that?
Absolutely. I think that's a very good confirmation that it's nice that at least one of the main characters is going to be represented and. Somebody they can look forward to. So
right. So all you Boba Fett fans, rejoice! I think this may be the confirmation that we've been waiting for, and it does fit in with some of the statements we've heard from Rick McCollum in the past that this is going to be about bounty hunters, and I think Rick has been pushing for that. He's producing the series, so I think he may get his wish, and we've discussed it. And I'm if they do it well, I'm okay with it. I'm really pumped for the cartoon. The cartoon really feels like it's around the corner.
Yeah.
Little disappointed only from the standpoint that I thought that fall 2007, we might get it. But you know what? The way TV series are being done now, you don't have to wait for the fall for every new TV series.
No. I mean,
the new season of, Entourage is going to be April. I mean, so.
Right. It's kind of whenever it's ready is what they're going with now. And so we may see it early 2008 rather than late 2008. So.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping for. We should also mention, too, that part of the poster is that 2007 is obviously the 30th anniversary of the release of A New Hope. Not only that, but, and this leads us into our next story, the big news out of Toy Fair is Star Wars The Force Unleashed. So now this is, we've been talking about this for a long time under the moniker of, Star Wars 07. This is the big secret that hyperspace members have been seeing some concept art flowing out of, the biggest multimedia event of 2007. And this is confirmation that, yes, this is the year of the movie without a movie, a la Shadows of the Empire. Huge multimedia campaign push for this story that is going to take place between episodes 3 and 4. I would say that the main portion of this is going to be the next gen video game, and it's going to have book tie-ins, it's going to have action figure tie-ins, toys, including Unleashed battle packs. I mean, so this is really, really big.
Yeah,
really big. What are your thoughts about this, Pete?
It's nice to get some real good confirmation on this as well, and I'm very excited. The obviously we had a pretty good idea of what was kind of going to happen and just revolve around, but the big revelation was that you are going to be Darth Vader's secret apprentice, and you're going to assist him in, you know, his dealings throughout the galaxy, hunting down the Jedi and those types of things. And even there's a rumor that there's an attempt on Palpatine at some point. So,
yeah,
you know, don't want to get into any plot spoilers here, but a lot of stuff going on in this. And I'm very anxious to see it because they've hyped this Euphoria is it Euphoria? Euphoric? it's you something, which is their...
You need a dictionary. Yes.
I need to look it up. It's their new... I can't talk today. The artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you're talking about.
And
right.
It's very specific. It's very physics.
Euphoria. Yeah, Euphoria behavior simulation. Yeah. There are two... big breakthroughs. The first is the digital molecular matter concept from Pixelux, and then Euphoria, which is the behavior simulation. And
right.
Basically, from what I understand, the Euphoria, I think we covered this before.
A little bit, but it's really what they've kind of broken it down is physics is a big deal. Metal acts like metal,
right.
Wood acts like wood. So if you hit something with wood, it's going to splinter.
Right. That's the molecular matter. The behavioral simulation, the Euphoria, is that your characters learn, from
yes.
what I understand.
Yeah, the opposing characters will learn, as well as your own character.
Right.
So it's
all beyond me.
It's going to take gaming again to another level, and obviously on this next-gen platform, that's the enhancement that you're allowed to do. But, oh, there's so much stuff in here, and if you didn't see the photos of... the Darth Vader figure.
Oh yeah,
you need to go damage figure. Do that. The battle damage, yeah. Darth Vader, because it is absolutely.
I would say
mind-blowing.
That image alone is going to give you an idea of what to expect with this.
Right.
So some of the highlights here posted at StarWars.com. We know it's during the period between episodes 3 and 4, and that players will be hunting the Jedi in the role of Darth Vader's secret apprentice. And I was thinking about that too, about this plot line. And clearly, we know with the way the films end up that Vader's apprentice obviously is going to meet some sort of end, whether, you know, however that happens. And it just kind of makes the Vader character more sympathetic, you know, to see that, well, he tried to continue the cycle that Palpatine and the Sith before him had started. And there he is. He's still stuck. He's still in the suit. He's still Palpatine's lackey. You know, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. And obviously overseen by Lucas himself, so...
Yeah, that's the other thing, yeah.
It's going to work in well as to what his vision of the character and the movies are, so...
I was glad to hear that. I mean, you know, for all the folks that say, well, you know, George really should turn the reins over to somebody else for the prequels, maybe so. But clearly, he's the greatest storyteller of modern times.
Absolutely.
Take that, you Tolkien fans. But I believe that he is. And so to have his influence of the story rather than, you know, the screenplay or whatever that is great. And so I'm happy about it. He apparently was pretty involved in the development of this project. So here, again, some of the highlights. Unleash and upgrade the Secret Apprentice's 4 core force powers, the force push, the grip, repulse, and lightning throughout the course of the game, and combine them for ultra-destructive, never-before-seen combos. Examples of this, the Secret Apprentice won't just force push enemies into walls, he'll force push enemies through walls.
Oh.
The Secret Apprentice won't force grip foes to throw them aside. He'll force grip them in midair, zap them with lightning, and drop them to the ground to explode like a bomb. And blast them into oblivion. That's the first one.
That's number one.
In addition to new adversaries created just for the game, such as fugitive Jedi and force-sensitive Felucians, players will also confront and associate with familiar faces from the Star Wars films, including Darth Vader, and Pete was alluding to that with the new figure coming out.
And rumors of Shaak Ti as well.
Yes, rumors of Shaak Ti abound. The did she die? Didn't she die? How many times did she die?
She has died three times. And apparently, you know, is like the cockroach of the Jedi Order. Just keeps on coming back.
Right, right. Some of the locales in the game will be the of course the Wookiee homeworld of Kashyyyk, Felucia, the junk planet Raxus Prime, and then this one is really cool, an Imperial TIE fighter construction facility. How cool is that?
The inner workings of the Imperial factories.
Yeah, very, very cool. The Force Unleashed is LucasArts' first internally developed title for next-gen consoles and represents the first in-game collaboration of talents and technology between LucasArts and ILM. Now, that's pretty cool. Now, both these companies are finally under one roof at the Letterman Digital Arts Center in San Francisco, Presidio. And so now we're going to see, you know, because George was saying how silly to have these two companies, LucasArts and ILM, separated when they're really doing very similar things. And then we talked about the two concepts of the digital molecular matter, so that, yeah, you're going to have behavior in terms of the way different types of matter react and explode and break, and then this behavioral simulation. What I was thinking about earlier was, we've been hearing a lot about this Euphoria behavioral simulation in regards to the new Indiana Jones game,
right?
That is obviously on its way out. I'm imagining that that's being held up on until the film in 2008.
Yeah, probably be a tie-in there, I would assume,
yeah. But, and of course, similar to Shadows of the Empire, for those of you fans that were around for that, this will encompass comic books, games, comic books, toys, and novelizations. And our good buddy, our private eye, Chase Shepard, kind of was doing some detective work for us and was asking the question, okay, well, what's going on with Del Rey? Well, and Del Rey responded and said that their tie-in is going to be a novel by the same name, Star Wars Force Unleashed. And that's about all the details that they had right now about that. So we're going to get a novel. I would imagine this is going to be a hardcover novel, a big release.
Mm-hmm.
No mention of writers at this point. But so that's cool. Palace Press is going to be releasing a making of book that kind of just, and we got that. I didn't bring it up. Shoot. I didn't bring up the PDF. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Yeah, we got the press release.
Yeah.
Or a preview of the press release from Palace Press.
Yeah, they were kind enough to send that our way, because some of this stuff is not has not been announced officially. So you're hearing it for the first time here on the Forcecast. The images that we got show a book coming out, again, from Palace Press, called The Force Unleashed, Art of the Game, which is sort of like a making of book. I'd say comparable to any of the making of books that they've done for the films.
Sure.
What we have here is The Force Unleashed, The Art of the Game is the story behind the newest chapter in the Star Wars galaxy. Co-authored by project leader Hayden Blackman and assistant producer Brett Rector, the book chronicles the three-year development of the action-packed video game from concept to completion. This visually rich book is a must-have for serious gamers as well as all who love Star Wars. So there you go. That book is going to be available, let's see, does it show? In October.
Right around the release of the game, as I've been hearing, that's the
November, I think, is the target date or target time for the game. So, and then a lot of these things are going to be dropping. There was a correction that we got, and I wanted to make sure we get this in. That the book is not edited by Brett and Hayden Black. It's actually they wrote it. So it, yes. The book is by Brett Rector and Hayden Black.
So Blackman.
Blackman?
Yes.
Oh.
But that's all right.
Really?
Yes.
Blackman?
Yep.
Because this says just Hayden Black.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Get your act together out there, Palace Press.
But they do have some very cool photos that they've showed just as a preview already, including a Jedi with two... look like almost police baton style lightsabers, with the extended handle so you can hold them against your forearms in both fists.
They look awesome.
Very cool.
They look awesome.
They're taking things to the next level, which is awesome.
Yeah, and already there's well, I'm sorry. Let's continue with the other licensees. So, in terms of Del Rey, we know that we've got probably a hardcover novelization based on the plot of the game, or the surrounding plots. Palace Press is going to have our making of it. That book I thought was an interesting choice because it really shows how dedicated I think Lucasfilm is to making this seem like a film.
Yeah,
even a making of.
And this is going to be an important part of the continuity and the timeline.
Right. Yeah, and, no doubt about it.
It's probably even going to change continuity a little bit. So, right.
And I would venture to say, being where this film takes place, that it may influence the live-action TV series.
I believe you may be correct on that.
So I don't know. I actually have some suspicions that this may influence the TV series more than we think it's going to influence the TV series. But that's just, and I don't know anything. I'm just, this is my own little speculation. It's fun to speculate. As far as Dark Horse goes, speaking of speculation, nothing confirmed, but maybe a pair of graphic novels at the end of the year.
We know that they're going to have something. They just aren't ready to release what it is yet, but they're going to have something. Again, it's been compared several times to the Shadows of the Empire release, which just had its 10-year anniversary. And if anybody remembers that, it was a great graphic novel, brilliant book,
yeah,
fantastic video
Perry.
Game. It had all
the
elements.
Steve Perry.
Yes, and it and it's not going to. I don't think this is going to disappoint at all.
No.
I think this is even going to take things to the next level.
As Simon Cowell would say, it's going to raise the bar.
Yes, bad impression number two.
It doesn't count because he's not a Star Wars guy.
Oh, right.
So who's counting? You can read more about it at theforceunleashed.com, and of course at starwars.com, and of course, well, theforce.net and
yes.
rebelscum.com.
We'll continue to keep you updated.
Yes, speaking of rebelscum.com, as you know, Dan Curto and I, we had a little microcast earlier in the week covering the big stories out of Toy Fair, and we did talk a little bit about the figures that are coming out, but we didn't have any names. So there is some speculation here. There have been some names that have been sort of tossed about. Again, these aren't confirmed, but you might hear these names in the future. Maris Brood, Juno Eclipse. And again, these are the names, speculating the names of the figures. Maris Brood, Juno Eclipse, Shadow Guard. And that would be the reverse.
The black.
Imperial Guard trooper. Imperial
Guard, yes.
With the black cloak and helmet and the red visor. The red visor lens. Darth Vader with battle damage. I don't know. I'm a little iffy on that one.
I would actually.
On the name.
I would actually beat up you to get that. Sorry.
That's fine. I'd take a dive for it. Not that I would have to. Samurai Jedi and Heavy Stormtrooper 1 and Heavy Stormtrooper 2. So you make sure you get on rebelscum.com and look at those photos, particularly that battle-damaged Vader. Just incredible. Just incredible. Just showing. I mean, I like that the name of this is Force Unleashed because, I mean, it's just... all the concept art and everything we're reading about it, and even the figures, are just such an extreme take on the universe. And I really like the fact, knowing that George is behind it, this is, I don't know, I think that there's a little bit more aggressive feelings. And of course, it makes sense when you look at what's happening probably in the plot line.
Sure.
You know, with Vader. So it makes sense that it would be. But it just, I don't know, it's like the gloves are off, folks.
Yeah.
This is for, maybe this one isn't as much for the kids. I don't know. But it's certainly going to be a heck of a year, and we'll be bringing you all the information that we get as we get it. So that's pretty much your news for The Force Unleashed. And again, that website is theforceunleashed.com. So check that out. There's not a whole lot there yet. But
there's going to be technical videos and introductions and a whole lot of stuff that's going to be updated right up until the release. So You'll definitely want to make sure that you're going back there at least periodically to just check out what's going to be posted up there.
Exactly. And right now, there is the first entry in the production diary. And the assistant producer on the game is Brett Rector, who we just mentioned is writing the book for Palace Press. He formerly is editor-in-chief of Star Wars Insider Magazine. And but at any rate, he's going to be releasing these production diaries. And I'd say they're probably similar to Lynn Hale's set diaries that she did for the prequels. Although it doesn't look like these are going to be video, just kind of a blog almost.
I'll bet we'll see some video at some point.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. It's going to be a kind of a multimedia thing. Let's hope. StarWars.com needs to do more of that. I really do. I'm tired of reading everything. Read it to me, StarWars.com. In the voice of Anthony Daniels, please.
What, no bad impression?
I couldn't think of one.
What, we don't have a clip? No clip? Okay, we don't have a clip.
Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about Hasbro, or Toy Fair, rather.
Toy Fair.
And Hasbro has posted, well, that profits are up, quite frankly. Star Wars sales climbed 4.1% this quarter, even though 2006 Star Wars sales fell to $284.9 million, a drop from the $494.1 million haul the previous year when, of course, Episode Sith was released. But it was still the top boys property in the industry for the second year in a row, according to Chief Executive Al Varecchia. So he says, looking ahead, he expects it to be still continue to be a strong performer with, of course, the video game release, a Star Wars animated TV show next year, and a live action TV show in 2009. He also mentions a DVD video release this year to help celebrate the 30th anniversary.
Hmm.
My money's on the holiday special.
Would you really put your money on it?
No.
No. I wouldn't put money down for it.
We've been speculating and speculating. I'm not ready to concede that it's going to be the box set. I've thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. But don't you think the box set is kind of, you know, blowing their wad all at once? And it's only 2007. We're going to have 30th anniversaries of the other films coming up in a couple of years. I mean,
well, but we're still kind of riding that wave from the original trilogy release last year, episode 3 coming out, the HD thing. I don't think it would be too much. But He does say it's a DVD video release, but
he doesn't say what.
He doesn't say what, and it could just be, he says video, it could just be the video game.
Yeah, no, because he mentions the video game later.
Oh, does he mention it later?
Yeah, he says DVD video release. I'm wondering if we might see maybe a definitive episode 4. Just episode 4, definitive. I don't know what all would be on that, but I'm thinking maybe the holiday special as a bonus feature. I'm thinking obviously they'll recycle
all the deleted scenes.
Yeah, it's a lot of the deleted scenes that we haven't seen. Maybe even going so far as kind of an alternate cut, which, you know, that's been circulating as a bootleg for a long time.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking as the video DVD release is sort of like the definitive episode 4, A New Hope.
It makes sense.
And then a couple years later, maybe we'll get the definitive Empire and then Jedi, and then boom, all of a sudden we'll have a box set. That's how I would play it, but
it makes sense, but I don't think, even if we do get the box set, it will not be the
There will never be a definitive.
Right. So, I mean, even if they get a release a box set this year, there's no doubt that if they wanted to release another one next year, they would do another one next year. They would just throw some bonus features on there, and I would go out and buy it because I'm, well, just that guy.
Right. Well, getting back to Hasbro and some of the news out of Toy Fair, and some non-Toy Fair news, actually, the folks over at R2-D2 Toys, they've got images of the final three Order 66 two-pack two packs. Those are Target exclusives. This will be Vader with Bao, the Emperor and the Shock Commander, and the Yoda and the Kashyyyk Trooper. And over at MouseDroid.com, they have images of the Bantha with Tusken Raiders Battle Pack.
Very cool.
Very cool. Very interesting, this battle pack containing such a large beast. I mean, the last time we saw this was the beast assortment, the with the Rancor and the Bantha.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
Well, and the price matches. So I mean, it's not right. Like they're not getting that taken care of. But,
yeah, right.
It does match, but it's a very nice set and includes all three types of Sand Troopers from Episode 2.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Right. And it's a great way to go back in time a little bit and pick up that Bantha that you might have missed. And it looks like there was some retooling done to it, too.
Yeah.
I'm not wild about it, to be honest with you.
Here you are.
But my mine's packed away. My original's packed away. I haven't looked at it in a while, so maybe I'm just, remembering something that's not really there. Well, and we do have some sad news. And we hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but it appears that there's been a casualty in the Star Wars universe. Sorry to be the ones to tell you that it is official that the Titanium Series Forged figures, yes, we've seen photos of them, but that doesn't mean that we're going to get them. The line has officially been canceled. So as of the Grievous and C-3PO release, no mas, no more. So we would like to take a moment and mourn the loss of those that could not be made. Darth Maul, Luke Skywalker, Jango Fett, Clone Trooper Captain from Attack of the Clones, R2-D2, Utapau Clone Trooper, Han Solo, Tusken Raider, Darth Vader as he looked on Hoth, and the Snow Trooper.
They never even got to see the Target clearance rack.
May your memory live on.
Sorry. All right. Had to have a little fun with that one.
Well, it's official, so that line is muerto.
Yes.
So, also, some other news coming out of Toy Fair. We seem to be bouncing all over the place. I apologize, folks. There's just so much news.
So much news.
We were trying to organize all this, but you know how I've sort of gone on and on about, a lot of things, but in particular, this case, the Gentle Giant minibusts.
Yes.
I've always said, gosh, I wish I collected those. No, I don't. Not anymore. Not with this news. Gentle Giant has revealed that there will be 5 exclusive clone troopers minibusts that will be part of this kind of Gentle Giant world tour. That's right. I said world tour. Yeah, not just the U.S. You got to go all over the world if you want all 5 of these. And of course, they're all exceptionally cool.
Yes.
So here's what you got. This will kick off at Celebration 4 with Commander Gree. The second event will be in Tokyo, Japan at Blister. And that will be Commander Nio. And the third event will be Forbidden Planet in London. That'll be Commander Bly. And then probably the coolest one of all 5 is the Commander Cody will be available at San Diego Comic-Con, complete with a hologram of Darth Sidious in the palm of his hand. And I don't know, I don't think Dan knew for sure, but speculation was I think there might be some sort of an LED light in some of these that is that will illuminate the Palpatine. They've got it illuminated in the photo. Gosh, it looks cool.
So cool.
Golly, it looks cool. And then Commander Bacara will be the last one, and that location is to be announced. So this all begins May 24th at Celebration 4 in L.A. and continues throughout the summer. more information, check out GentleGiantLTD.com for updates. Good luck with that, guys. So, cool things, cool statues, but yeah. I'm kind of glad I'm not going to be in that rat race. I'll admire them from afar, though.
Yes.
Lego news. Toy Fair did bring some Lego news. Probably the biggest news is confirmation that there will be sort of army builder battle packs available of just the minifigures. There will be a droids battle pack. There will be a clone troopers battle pack. And then some of the vehicle sets that will be released throughout this year. Some of them available now. The AT-ST, the General Grievous Starfighter, the Naboo Starfighter with Vulture Droid, the Y-Wing Fighter, Imperial Landing Craft. And then in August, we're going to see the Jedi Starfighter with the Hyperdrive Booster Ring, and then the MTT. So most of those being available now, but nonetheless, they were on display at Toy Fair, and by golly, we're going to talk about them. Speaking of Lego, now this was cool. We talked earlier in the show about George being honored and being inducted into the Toy Industry Hall of Fame. This recognizes individuals who have significantly contributed to the growth and success of the toy industry. Well, he fits the bill, I would say.
Significantly, I believe.
So as a thank you gift presented to him, the folks at Lego put together a pretty impressive George likeness.
Yes.
And complete.
It's amazing what they can do with Lego.
Right. I don't even want to tell you about some of my Lego work as a kid.
I mainly stuck to square buildings.
Yeah, exactly. And those little flower pots.
Yes, and large towers.
We could. Yeah, that's another podcast. But yeah, we'll talk about the castle set that I had later. But anyway, this is George Lucas, and this shows George. It's very cool. So check out the picture. We'll have the link on our show notes, and it's a nice little. I kind of wish that they would make that available. Actually,
yeah,
I love getting the George, you know, likenesses.
Likeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, one last bit of Lego news for you. The missing set number 7663 has finally been revealed via a catalog scan that Rebel Scum got a hold of. And it is going to be a new Sith Infiltrator, and it'll be released this summer. And there may be some more images available at RebelScum.com. What's tough about this is there's so much. I mean, we think we've got a lot to cover. Dan Curto and his team at Rebel Scum were covering a lot. So they're still posting photos. So make sure you're checking that out, all the coverage at Toy Fair. And I know we'll get emails. We'll get emails. Like, there's too much collecting news. But it's Toy Fair, folks.
The Toy Fair is always big. And look at what news we got out of it. We got Force Unleashed. We got the confirmation of the TV series. You know, so
toys it's all good.
Toys have their place.
They do, and they have their place. We got a little bit of EU news here coming up just in a minute. That was a quick minute. So in case you missed it, earlier this week, we had a couple of releases from Dark Horse Legacy number 8. This is a new story by John Ostrander with art by Adam DeCracker. And then also Rebellion. Where's it at? Oh, excuse me. The trade paperback. Yeah, the trade paperback volume 1, which covers Rebellion numbers 0 through 5. This is the Crossroads storyline featuring Luke Skywalker, of course, and Tank. Sunbur and Princess Leia, and I read a couple of those issues. I didn't get them all. I think I read the last two, and this is a great way to go back and read what happened, because I'm very interested to see how it led up to the last two issues that I didn't get a chance, or the four issues counting issue number 0. But
it was my understanding there would be no math.
Yeah, mine as well. But anyway, so check out your local comic book shop for those. Also, in the Expanded Universe, we finally have a some cover art for this summer's release, Republic Commando True Colors, featuring the continuing adventures of Omega Squad. So you can check that out at theforce.net. Some nice art to go along with that. That fine paperback novel. Is it a paperback? I don't know.
Yeah, I would believe so, just because the last few releases have been paperbacks as well. So,
yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
So, good book to pick up, and very, very cool art. I know you're not a big clones guy, but the Republic Commandos, they have a nice place in my heart. So I love seeing them in action poses. So this definitely fits the bill.
Well, there you go. There's your hard news for this week. Coming up next, Tim Zahn in the cantina with my good buddy Pete.
The following announcement is brought to you courtesy of your friends at TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
This is Sand Trooper TD0013 of a different point of view at ADPOV.net, and I need your help. On April 14, 2007, I will be taking part in the annual MS Walk on the Wild Side, which is a 6.1-mile trek beneath the Arizona sun, and I'll be doing it in full Sand Trooper gear. Now, until April 14th, the producers of this fine podcast you're listening to right now will have a link banner that says, "Help TD0013 help those with multiple sclerosis." This orange and black banner will take you directly to my page on the MS Society's website, and there you can make a donation to the cause. From $1 to $1 million, anything you can spare would be most appreciated. For years you've heard me talk the talk, now I'm going to walk the walk. For updates on my progress and debriefings after it's all said and done, keep an eye on my website at www.adpov.net. I'm TD0013. I'm from the Empire, and I'm here to help.
And as promised, we're going to have a little bit from Pete's interview that he did with Timothy Zahn and our good buddy Jovial Jay. Joined Pete for part of this interview, and then we had some technical difficulties, and Jay sort of, we lost Jay, and we just couldn't get him back on. But we're going to have the full interview available for download as a microcast later next week. So we want to thank Tim for agreeing to come on the show. He was very gracious and a lot of fun. I know Pete had a ball interviewing him. I think maybe you were just a wee bit intimidated by him, maybe. Was he? I mean, I know that he was a nice guy, but was he a little intimidating to talk to?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, because his work is so profound in the universe.
Well, when you talk to somebody that's had that much influence on the Star Wars universe, it's very daunting. You know, you don't know what to ask.
Right, because there's so much.
Because there's just so much stuff to cover and so much that goes through your mind at the time. So he was really great.
All right, so we're looking forward. So here's a few clips, and then next week we'll have the full interview.
Where are you going, Master?
For a drink.
Sorry about the mess.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
And right now we are extremely excited and humbled to be joined by Timothy Zahn, author in the Star Wars universe and even beyond the Star Wars universe. Tim, thanks so much for being with us. It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, just in case there's anybody out there who's been living under a rock and hasn't heard your name or doesn't know what you've done for the Star Wars universe, why don't you just give us a quick background on what you've done so far and where we're headed?
Okay, well, I made my debut into the Star Wars universe in 1991 with Heir to the Empire, the first book of what has become known as the Thrawn Trilogy. These were the first novels that Lucasfilm ever allowed to be written that would take place after Return of the Jedi and include all the major movie characters. So it was kind of a big splash. It was exciting and in some ways terrifying for me. I followed up the Thrawn trilogy some short years later with the Hand of Thrawn duology, Spectre of the Past and Vision of the Future. And then I did a kind of a linked duology, Survivor's Quest and Outbound Flight, which were, as George himself did, prequels. I did Outbound Flight as sort of a prequel to Survivor's Quest. Allegiance is my eighth Star Wars book, and it takes place between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. a territory that hasn't been explored all that much.
Now, you said it was terrifying to take on this, the daunting task of being the first one to write the original characters after Return of the Jedi. Were you a fan before you started?
Oh, yes. I had seen all the movies, obviously. I saw Star Wars, the original, 12 to 15 times when it came out in theaters. It was a great date movie. I took quite a few women to see it in that time. I was always a fan. In fact, when I started writing full-time in 1980, just to try to change careers, one of the pieces of music I would listen to as I wrote was the Star Wars and ultimately the other two soundtracks as well.
Do you find that really helps to generate the imagery in your head, not only for Star Wars, but just in general, kind of bring you along in a story that you're thinking about?
It certainly helps get me in the mood for Star Wars. It's useful for other science fiction I work on at any given time. But I don't need the soundtracks to get in the mood for Star Wars. I can listen to pretty much any of the standard repertoire of classical and movie soundtrack sorts of things. But certainly if I'm feeling a little bit slow on what I'm writing that day, John Williams always perks it up.
One thing I've noticed with the Star Wars books that you write, you seem to capture the classic characters in a way that I can't really say many other or any other writers have been able to capture. Do you have any methodology that you go through to be able to get their voices the way that you do?
Well, that was one of the two things that terrified me at the first time I was offered this project was I knew I had to capture the movie characters. Otherwise, I would be writing an adventure of two guys named Luke and Han, and I wouldn't be writing Star Wars. And I knew that would be a waste of everybody's time, mine, the publishers, and the readers. As to technique, I have a secret system that predates the offer by several years, something that Bantam didn't even know when they hired me to do the books. We had discovered that a good way to keep our young son quiet on long car trips was to let him watch a certain, whatever one of his favorite movies was. We would make an audio tape of the movie, put the movie into the VCR, put up a tape recorder right by the TV speaker, and just record the whole thing. And he would then sit in the back seat, play with his Legos, listen to the soundtrack, visualize the movie, and be quiet for an hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's a good technique.
It worked really well. But what it did is, however many times I've seen the Star Wars movies, I've heard them that plus 5 or 10 times. So I had an ear for how the characters spoke, the phrasing, everything else. I'd heard them without the distraction of the visuals. And I really think that gave me an unexpected edge when I was actually writing the books.
Star Wars! Star Wars!
I want my Star Wars!
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
You're listening to the Weekly Forcecast with Jason and Pete.
Well, there you have it. Tim Zahn right here in the cantina on the Forcecast. Very, very cool. Make sure you listen next week for the full interview. How nice was he?
He was extraordinarily nice and very humble and, you know, just an all-around nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get a chance to catch him on his tour, I think he's still on tour. You make sure that you do that. And I don't know if he's going to be at C4 or not. But if he is a very approachable guy, so don't be intimidated.
that's one lesson to learn.
That's right. Now, as part of our thank you to Tim Zahn, we are lucky enough to have a couple copies, hardcover copies, autographed by the man himself, Tim Zahn, available for Forcecast listeners to win. So you're wondering, well, how do I win? We'll tell you. Since the book is titled Allegiance, and we weren't feeling particularly creative when we came up with this idea.
I thought this was creative.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
You did good work.
Here's the $5. What we would like you to do is call us up on our Forcecast hotline and pledge allegiance to the Forcecast. So, you know, it could be anything. The best two pledges are going to win. So it's like I pledge allegiance to the Force cast and all their bad impressions, you know, whatever, you know, I like Jason better than Pete, or I like Pete better than Jason. You know, you can play us up, you know, try to weasel it out of us.
That's right. Play to our vanity.
Yes. Suck up. Be like, Pete, you totally need your own show. Totally need your own show. Man, you like that voice crack?
Yeah, that
Pete.
Was
Pete. Pete.
It's a bad impression of the teenager on The Simpsons.
Oh, Mr. Why has it happened again? Anyway, so make sure you do that. You can call us up at 330-871-4TFN or on Skype at ForceCast. So we'll be listening for those. Try to get them in this week because we'd like to have the winners named by next week. Again, that's 330-871-4TFN. And now it's time for the mail.
You must contact me.
Play back the entire message.
What message?
Message, Archie, the message.
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
It's a trick. Send no reply.
Well, speaking of voicemails, most of our Star Wars listener mail, ForceCast listener mail, has come in via voicemail this week, which is really, really cool. Again, it's a lot more interesting than just hearing Pete and I go on and on and on. Not that we don't like the emails. We love the emails. But if you have the opportunity to give us a call or Skype us, you can do that. Just like Ed here from Australia.
Hey, Jason and Pete. It is Ed here from Geelong in Australia. I'll better do an obligatory g'day. And I thought I'd buy a Skype and give you guys a call because I really enjoy the show. I was just listening to your show and I was thinking about, you're talking about Harrison Ford. Everyone's making him out like a, you know, a bit of a, not a, how can I say it? A jackass might say that, but no, he's not, because that thought made me think about a Star Wars tale I had where Harrison Ford's a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Harrison Ford, all his movies, but especially Han Solo. And I found out that he was going to be in Melbourne, which is about an hour away from where I live, the next day for a premiere for one of his films. So I had to go and meet my hero. And I finally got to meet him, got there about 3 hours early. I left work early, so they didn't know what I was doing. Hopefully they're not listening to this. And I got to meet Harrison Ford, and I got to shake his hand. He looked me in the eye, gave me that really cool, you know, Han Solo lopsided grin, and said a few words, and he was great. So just for everyone who's thinking, you know, Harrison Ford's not going to use a CG whip or anything like this, he was really nice and really genuinely happy to see the fans out there. And it was so cool. So I was just telling everyone, my wife, I kept going, look, this hand has touched Harrison Ford. Didn't work that well. But anyway, so that was my Star Wars tale of many, but just the one I could think of at the moment. So, you know, I never thought I'd get to meet Harrison Ford. Maybe like the third Jawa to the left at some convention, but not Harrison Ford. So that was pretty cool. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys. Love the show. Keep doing the bad impressions, because I think that'll be awesome, especially Lando. He's cool. Thanks, guys, and all the best. Bye.
All right.
Well, it's always good to hear that Harrison is a nice guy.
That's right. And, you know, I always...
We give him a good ribbing, but...
Yeah. Yeah, just because...
It's because we know he could beat us up. At 60.
Yeah, that's right. At 60 years old and with a CG whip.
With the CG whip would still beat us up.
Don't worry about it, Ed. My line to my wife, this hand touched Ian McDiarmid, didn't really cut any ice with her either.
It was almost creepy at that point.
Right. Just like, talk to me in about a year. All right. We got another Star Wars tale, this one. Pete, go ahead and take it.
This one comes from Andrew McIntyre, and he had two, and I have to mention both because he talks in one about going out in a blizzard and playing with his Star Wars toys and his AT-AT and that his best friend had, and you know, just pretending it was Hoth, and that's very appropriate since
it's very Hoth like here right now.
Since you know, I actually looked outside yesterday and there were some you know, 6, 7, 8 foot snow drifts that where people had plowed their snow.
The Midwest is totally buried right now.
And I looked at it and went, you know, a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be out there with my snow speeder and my snow troopers.
I remember laying, because my brother and I, we did a lot of, you know, we had all the toys, of course, too, but we would also just play like we were the characters. And I remember so many snow days of laying flat-faced in the snow going, Ben!
Yes.
Ben!
Yes.
And then that last one, Ben?
Yes. So.
Okay. Anyway, so this is not our moment. This is Andrew's moment.
That's right. But his second one was when the Phantom Menace came out, I was dismayed to find out I was going to miss opening weekend. You see, I was playing professional hockey at the time, and we were involved in the playoffs. And every weekend and holiday, we play games. So then I got a stroke of luck, or bad luck if you look at it in another way. In my first shift, I blew out my knee and was done for the playoffs. I was horrified. However, I was in surgery and my torn knee, and I began our new painful, frustrating, bonding, re-educating climb to playing status again. Well, when the guys took off for Philadelphia, I was at home drawing when a sexy, and I mean really sexy girl I was sweet on shows up at my house. She said she had something to make me feel better. All right, get out of the gutter.
Hold on. I'm going to get my my finger on the button here, just in case.
Okay. Well, she has a buddy who manages the movie theater in Lexington, the city I was playing in, and she got us tickets. So here I am, not even 24 hours out of surgery, in a lot of pain standing in line when her buddy, manager, picks her out of the line and sees my condition, recognizes me, and promptly seats my crippled butt ahead of the main audience. So here I am, not dressed in robes, sitting in the best seat in the house with a hot blonde next to me watching The Phantom Menace on opening night. I made peace with the good Lord that night. My moment of geekdom, ignoring my date, smiling like the village idiot, and cheering like I was 9 years old again.
He's lucky he didn't get beaten by some lightsabers.
Right.
Well, pushed in the front of the line.
Having not been through that myself, but having seen family members have bad sports knee injuries, I know how devastating it could be. And I can only think of one thing that would pick up my spirits, and that's The Phantom Menace with a sexy girl.
Oh, man.
On opening night. Yes.
Golly.
So, you know, that's finding the silver lining.
I want to know how the story ended. He needs to finish that story.
Well, you know, that's...
What's the happy ending there? bad choice of words. We'll leave
that to our own imagination.
Did he marry the girl? Did he date the girl? I want to know these things. It is Valentine's Day today, after
all. Yes. Well, and we'll just say that they lived happily ever after. Even if they didn't, they did.
All right. Well, moving on, we want to thank him for that. And we just got some regular listener voicemail here. First one from is Alex from Oregon.
Hey, guys. This is Alex in Oregon. Just watching the Star Wars movies again recently. And I thought, you know, these movies would be even better, as great as they are, if there were fan-made audio commentaries by you guys and maybe a guest or two. I know there are already some fan-made commentaries out there by the great guys at MMM Commentaries, but unfortunately they're recorded with a PAL version of it, which doesn't work so well if you're using NTSC. So if you guys were to, say, record some commentaries and some of the RSS feed, I know I'd download them and enjoy the heck out of them. And I know others would too. Just thought I'd put forth the suggestion. Keep up the good work. And thanks.
Well, thank you for the suggestion, and it is something that we've thought about.
Yes.
But we want to do it right, and we want to make sure that we have... I mean, if it's just Pete and I, that's not going to be all that exciting. But
I think it would be great. If it was just me, it would be great. That's right. I pledge allegiance to Pete's Forcecast. Never mind.
Yeah, right.
No, I couldn't do this by myself, Lord knows. So,
well, we'd like to get a group together, and we want to make sure that we're all in the right frame of mind and able to get together, make it sound right, and make it work. So it's a great suggestion, and I wouldn't be surprised if we pull out a commentary for Episode 4 during this here 30th anniversary year. So great suggestion. Now, Lewis from Japan offers up his version of a Star Wars good luck charm. Now, we had a story last week about, what was that exactly, where we were talking about little trinkets? I think it was a Star Wars tale,
It was a Star Wars tale
From someone who had a Yoda that she kept in her pocket, right?
Yes.
So this is Lewis from Japan with his version.
Hey guys, it's Lewis in Japan. I've emailed before, and I'm just calling because you guys have said, tell us about your Lucky Charm Star Wars things. And when I first came to Japan, I went to a Lego museum. And at the Lego museum, they had keychains with Star Wars characters. And I picked up a C-3PO because I figure if there was any place I'd need to put C-3PO, it'd be on my keychain because he is a protocol droid. And Lord knows you lose those things, and he's the kind of person who would help you. Anyways, loving the podcast. The guy who said you guys have audio problems is weird because I've never heard anything. Never had any buzz, hum, or weird echo. And keep doing your thing. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing back from you, Lewis, and we hope that little trinket brings you good fortune.
How can it not?
It'll bring you good fortune.
It's Jabbar Snippet.
I believe it's Jabbar Snippet.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a... But it's C-3PO, so it's a Jabbar Snippet.
All right.
We have derailed.
Yes, we have. All right, the last... I can't even do it anymore. You know that song, It's a Small World After All? Well, guess what? It's a small galaxy after all, because Matt from North Carolina is a North Cantonian. Right up the road from us.
Sure, really missing the snow.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. So, Matt, don't feel too bad about being in North Carolina these days. Anyway, he wanted to send us this message.
Hey, Jason and Pete. This is Matt from Charlotte, North Carolina. I was just calling in because you guys do two things. Not only do you give me great Star Wars news I listen to, and I can't imagine how many drives I've had you guys listen to, and I don't have to read anymore. It's great. No, I'm just kidding. Well, the other thing you guys give me is a little piece of back home. I'm from Canton, Ohio originally, so it's great to hear about the Football Hall of Fame and 330 and all that great stuff. And I wish I would have run into you guys when I was back home, but maybe some other time. Anyways, thanks for the great podcast, and keep podcasting. Love it. Bye.
Sorry, I thought he said he was from North Canton. I'm from North Canton.
Just because you're from North Canton doesn't mean everybody's has to be from North Canton.
Actually, I call it not Canton. That's a joke that Matt will get. He's probably the only one.
Yes.
And you, of course. But so anyway, thanks for all the voicemails. We appreciate them. Now, we did get a couple of emails. Pete, you want to take this one?
Sure. We did have one from EG, and he had talked about how his sister had actually submitted a name for the Darth Who contest. It didn't get picked, but it was pretty similar to it was Darth Paxis, spelled P-A-X-U-S, as opposed to P-A-X-I-S. But I asked, he had sent me and said that his sister had done that, and I asked if he could share her explanation as to what was behind her picking of that. So here it is. Perhaps it was his great sense of responsibility. Perhaps it was the incredible empathy he felt for every living creature in pain. Perhaps the burden of sharing that pain became too great for his sensitive soul. Whatever the cause, Jason Solo felt the need to do more than just help. He urgently desired to make everything right for everybody. He craved to bring reality to his vision of Pax Universa, universal peace. Burning with the feeling that this vision was his destiny, Jason became willing to pursue it at all cost, even if it meant adding Darth to the Paxes.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Obviously, that's a big part of that is the amount of thought that went into a lot of these.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
You know, the fact that wasn't chosen is just amazing to me, that because it seems so profound. And
right.
So you have to realize that there was a lot of great entries there. So congratulations for even being considered, because that's fantastic.
Yeah. You're a winner in my book.
Yes.
Now pledge allegiance to us and win the book. I kid. So thanks for that. Now, this is from Evangeline in Plano, Texas. She says, hey, guys, I just wanted to write to thank you that y'all. Oh, isn't that cute? That y'all would take the time out of your, I'm sure, busy schedules to do this podcast is greatly appreciated. Loved the interview with Shannon McRandall. Keep up the good work. You make this fangirl happy. I don't really have any unique or original Star Wars tale. I have loved all things Star Wars since I was a kid. I get relentless teasing from my family and friends over my Star Wars love, but I don't care. I proudly hang a picture of me with the 501st by my computer at work. As my best friend's husband, who is a Star Trek fan, says, "Let our geek colors fly." I did, however, want to share a Star Wars tale that my boss told me he won't mind. Now, I gotta say, we didn't have this in the Star Wars tales section because it really wasn't from the writer, but we want to get it on here anyway. He says, when he was in his teens and Empire was just coming out, he and a group of his friends went to see the movie. As they were leaving the theater, he said, "I can't believe Darth Vader is Luke's father," right in front of the line of people to enter the theater next. He said they were practically chased out of the theater. He jokingly claims that the reason theaters now have you exit the opposite direction from the next showing is because of him. You know, that sounds strangely familiar.
Wow, what an ending! Who'd have thought Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father?
Aw, oh, thank you!
Oh, thank you, Mr. Blow the Picture for me.
Thank you, Evangeline, for that. And, you know, I've told the story here before about my brother and I, we were kids, seeing Return of the Jedi and running to our cousins that very day and saying, oh my gosh, it's true, and Yoda dies, and Luke and Leia are brother and sister. And they were so mad.
Well, and even, you know, like, I always thought it was funny because there were people who really hadn't immersed themselves in the Star Wars universe like me that saw The Phantom Menace, and they were going, oh, who is this Darth... this Darth Sidious and who is Palpatine and all this. And I go, it's the Emperor. It was just like, thanks.
Well,
because I knew.
Yeah, but was that a secret?
It wasn't a secret, but for people who hadn't seen it.
I'll tell you what, I had no patience and no tolerance for anybody that didn't know. And I count some of those people amongst family and friends.
That's true.
But I had no, go away. If you don't know who that is, go away. Yes. And then there's my stepdad, who doesn't really know that all six movies are connected. He just thinks there's six great movies. Like, but there's a thread. There's a plot. Really?
Are these like episodes? That's why they say episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What are you going to do? Old people.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Weekly Forcecast. Brought to you by RebelScum.com and TheForce.net.
Well, that's it for us for this week. We want to thank our announcer, Jimmy Mack, for all those great clips that he sends us. Jimmy, you make the show sound better every week, and we appreciate it. Also want to thank you to Official Picks. Make sure you jump on over there at officialpicks.com. That's picks with an X, .com. And let them know if you'd like to volunteer to work the Official Picks booth at C4. Come away with all that swag.
And a personal thank you from Timothy Zahn for joining me for as long as he did. And make sure you listen next week for the full interview in the microcast. So that'll be debuting sometime next week.
And remember, you got to get your pledges in to win an autographed copy of Tim Zahn's Allegiance. And you got to pledge allegiance to the Forcecast. And you can suck up to us. I mean, we'll, you know, we've got a price.
Yes, absolutely.
No, seriously, you got to do it by phone or by Skype. So Skype it at Forcecast. It's got to be a voicemail. Skype it at Forcecast or give us a call at 330-871-4TFM. And that's just two ways to contact us.
Of course, you can still send us an email at podcast@theforce.net. We love getting the emails, and we do try and get through to most of them. Usually, you'll get a reply from somebody here at theforce.net. And, of course, check out the forums. They're starting to pick up a little bit, so make sure you're stopping by there. You never know when a contest might show up.
Yeah, those are the official forums at rebelscum.com, and we have our own kind of mini forum there. You have to scroll down towards the bottom. There we are. You'll see the Forcecast. I think it's under miscellaneous. Yeah. Also, dig.com, D-I-G-G.com. We want you to dig the Forcecast. You guys are doing great, getting a lot of great comments in there. But we need more. So keep digging, keep registering, and keep writing those comments. Speaking of comments, get them in at iTunes as well. Write a review of this show. And there's a kind of a bad review that shows up towards the top, and we want to get him down. So push him down. by writing some honest good reviews. Yeah, good reviews.
Yes.
That are honest.
Honest.
Sending us out tonight is going to be a band from Orlando, Florida called One Night Stan. And they sent us a song called Of All the Wookiees. So we're going to thank them for that. Very cool little tune. But for now, for the Forcecast, I am Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And remember,
the Force will be with you. Always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.